My name is Michelle Owu and I'm carrying out this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. The aim of the research is to compile a picture of contemporary Britain. Can I please ask you your name, your age and where you're from?
Yes, my name is Vanessa Thorpe and I'm 43 and I am from North London, Highgate.
How are you?
Well.
Can you describe for us what you're wearing?
I'm wearing a very elaborate Marie Antoinette costume with a wig, a tight bodice, a sash, and even the right shoes from the era. So I'm feeling unusual.
Why did you choose to come as Marie Antoinette today?
Because I noticed the slot I was given in the lottery to take part in One Another was July the 14th. And tea time at July the 14th, Bastille Day, when Marie Antoinette's number was effectively up because the revolution started in Paris and she only had 2 or 3 years to live. And she is supposed to have said, it's disputed, but she's supposed to have said, let them eat cake, when she was told that the peasants didn't have enough bread to eat. She may have said, let them eat brioche, or it may have been another princess who said it. But anyway, for the purposes of today, it was Marie Antoinette. And I'm giving out cake.
Why does she appeal to you particularly as a historical person?
I think she's become a symbol of everything excessive and everything elite. And yet she's not a tyrant, strangely enough, although she was hated. She actually had quite... She was quite disciplined in the way she approached life, although she was a hedonist. She, unlike her husband, ate quite frugally and was very interested in pretending to be rural and rustic. So she's more than one-dimensional.
How did you hear about the project?
I have always kept an eye on what Anthony Gormley's doing, and I work for a newspaper covering the arts, so I probably heard about it when the first announcement was made that he would be doing a project on the fourth plinth.
What was it about the project which particularly inspired you to take part?
I think I knew I'd like to write about the experience and that it was the kind of thing which was open enough that I might stand a chance to get involved.
Would you say, who are you doing this for?
I'm doing it because I like Anthony Gormley's work and I think it'll be something extremely unusual to remember in my life. But I'm also doing it partly because I like writing about the arts and bringing things that are happening in the arts to people's attention. So I'll be doing some online stuff and hopefully writing a piece in the paper next week to share my experience.
What are you going to do with your hour on the plinth?
I've got some revolutionary slogans, not just from the French Revolution, but from all sorts of movements around the world, and translated into English, some of them. And I'm going to try and show them on a billboard, like a newspaper billboard. You might see outside a newsagent. In fact, mine comes from the newsagent round the corner from where I live. So thank you. And if I can, if it's not too windy, I'm going to try and change the slogans, and I'm also going to try and Twitter on my phone so that I can tell people what it's like up there.
How have your friends and family reacted to your taking part in this project?
Amusement and a bit of shock, I think, because although people are all interested in this project when they've heard of it, I think a lot of people would regard it as something that they would take pleasure in staring at, but actually couldn't imagine doing it themselves because of the exposure that you're submitting yourself to.
And how do you feel about submitting yourself to that exposure?
A little bit apprehensive. Not too bad, though, because I think because I'm dressed up, it doesn't really feel like it's me in a funny way. It's quite helpful. Feels like a bit of a pantomime.
How did you feel when you heard that you had a place?
Very surprised and amused, because I knew the odds were quite low, and but pleased because I thought it would be fun to write about and to stand up there really and just have a view and a perspective that you're very unlikely to get any other way, which is, I suppose, one of the reasons why I went into journalism in the first place, to get a chance to see things from a different angle.
And how have your colleagues reacted?
With bemusement, I think. A lot of them feel it's going beyond the call of duty. But support, yes.
Is this the greatest level of involvement that you've had in an arts project that you've covered?
I think, yes, definitely, yes. One wouldn't normally have the chance. There was an artist who used to set up nude crowd events and did observe that. Didn't feel that I wanted to join in with that one. But I can't really think of many others where you can get involved as an observer.
What's important in your life at the moment, would you say?
Remembering to have fun, I suppose, because I'm a working mother, and throwing myself into things, it would seem. and work is important.
Any hopes or fears for this experience this afternoon?
I hope I can do some of the things I want to do up there practically, and that I don't have to cope with too many changes of weather. I can see the sky darkening out there now. It was really hot a moment ago.
Any fears?
Being blown off if there's a gust of wind that takes my skirts.
What expectations do you have for this experience?
That I will be quite relieved when it's finished, but that sometime this evening I'll feel very pleased to have done it.
What's the main thing that you'd say about yourself? How would you paint a picture of yourself as a person?
I'd say that I'm the kind of person, in relation to this project, I'm the kind of person who extrovert people think is quite shy, and who shy people think is quite extrovert. So I'm somewhere in the middle, persuadable, and I guess this is probably about as far as I'd go today. Dressing up and standing up on a plinth.
Did anybody else have any part in persuading you to take part? Was it purely your decision?
It was purely my decision, although I did mention it to a boss who was very encouraging and amused and hoped it would come off.
What impact do you think you standing on the plinth will have?
I hope it will add to the colour and the variety of the whole thing. I hope, in a way, that some of the things I'm doing will remind people of things that I'm interested in, some of the quotes and some of the people I'm quoting and the slogans, if I get the chance to show a few. I think it will be interesting to see what it's like to be on the other side of an event that I might normally write about. Because of my job, I've heard a little bit from some of the people involved with it about some of the pitfalls, and Mike Figgis, who's filming it, has made comments to me about how it's actually very important to look at the internet audience, which is bigger, whereas people are very drawn to talking to the people around them in the square. And I think that's an interesting development, which perhaps Anthony Gormley wouldn't have necessarily predicted.
Can you tell me just a little bit more about some of these revolutionary slogans that you might be holding up?
Yes, sure. I've picked one from the Cuban Revolution, Che Guevara, because I've been to Cuba and I liked it a lot. I've picked some from the French Revolution itself, Danton, and I've picked some feminist ones, and I've picked some odd ones that are vaguely subversive, and I've picked one from Dickens' Tale of Two Cities, and I've picked some fairly political catchphrases, slogans.
And what's been the determining factor in your choice of those particular slogans compared to others?
ones I liked and knew before. I haven't been that happy. Sometimes people suggested them to me, but the main ones that have made the mix are things that I actually remember or knew before, even though I may have had to look them up and see who said them and when and whether I was right. So I'm happiest with things that relate to books or bits of history I know something about, although there's a bit of an eclectic mix.
Have you had any previous experience of performing at all?
Not for a long, long time. I liked it as a child and a bit as a student, but no, not really, no. It's outside the famous comfort zone for me.
How does Anthony Gormley's concern with the democratisation of art, has that had any influence or any bearing on your decision to do this, to take part?
Definitely, that's part of what it's about and part of what I'd write about, and whether that works and the fact that you don't have much control. A taxi driver helping me get my stuff here today said it's a bit cheeky and Anthony Gormley taking all the credit for it when everyone has to do their own thing. And I think that's quite funny, because in any artwork, each person who looks at it brings something to it that the artist can't control. But obviously they have more control than Anthony Gormley has over this.
How do you feel about being part of this small community of people taking part of these plinths?
I think it's very odd, because it does feel like a band of people who've chosen to do something quite odd. But at the same time, when you look at the numbers, it's actually a lot of people. Even for July, it's 600 or something, I think. And so the logistics of it fascinate me, the fact that it goes through the night and it's one up, one down every hour. It is an awful lot of people having a shout.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, I'm looking forward to it and feeling rather peculiar about the whole prospect of going up in the crane. That's it, really.
And which paper will you be writing for?
The Observer.
Thank you very much.